So we're going to talk fashion for a minute. It's an important global industry, but it's also a way to understand what's going on in the world. One sign of that, some major designers are launching fashion lines aimed at Muslim women. The offerings may include looser clothing, items like tunics or accompanying head veils. Originally designed for markets in the Middle East, the clothing is gaining appeal elsewhere. But in one fashion capital, the trend is stirring controversy. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley sends this report from Paris.
Islamic fashion from top designers such as Dolce & Gabbana and DKNY is now becoming available in stores across Europe. But Paris shopper Nellie Bertrand says she feels conflicted by the trend, especially the bathing suit with trousers and a hood, dubbed the burkini, which is now sold by retailer Marks & Spencer's.
People are supposed to be able to wear what they want, but we are not used to those kind of clothes in schools, and they are not allowed.
Bertrand is referring to the 2004 ban on the Muslim headscarf in French public schools and government offices. The debate over Islamic fashion turned into an uproar after Laurence Rossignol, the French women's rights minister, spoke about it in a radio interview.
We have to protect women from these forces that want to dictate what they wear, she said.
When the interviewer pointed out that many women choose to wear the veil, Rossignol said, yeah, sure, like some American Negroes supported slavery. Yasser Louati heads the French Collective Against Islamophobia.
Anytime you speak about Muslim women and anything dealing with Muslims in France, it becomes a hysterical debate. She's the Minister for Women's Rights, and among those rights is the right to dress however you decide to dress.
Rossignol later said she regretted her remarks, but other people expressed similar fears. Feminist philosopher Elisabeth Badinter called for a boycott of brands selling Islamic fashion, and Paris mayor Anne Hidalgo said she found the trend a little upsetting. Paris-based fashion writer Dana Thomas says fashion has long incorporated religious symbols. Take Dolce & Gabbana's embrace of Catholicism.
And they have pictures of nuns and priests in their ads, and they have Baroque crosses as jewelry, and that's all okay. I think France is freaking out about this right now because they're just very nervous. And the French have always prided themselves on what they call laïque, separation of church and state. And so they have to react in this way in order to shore up the argument for the anti-veil law, that we just don't have anything religious creeping into our everyday lives.
With Europe's largest Muslim population, France is struggling to balance tolerance, secularism, and personal freedoms in a climate of heightened fear and security following two Islamist terrorist attacks in the last year. Faiza Zerwala is a French journalist and a Muslim. Her book, Voices Behind the Veil, tells the story of 10 French women who wear the hijab.
Et musulmans en France.
To be Muslim in France is becoming more and more complicated because we are talking so much about Islam and its negative offshoots. And women who wear the veil are on the front line because people can't help but somehow associate them with these attacks.
Zerwala says secularism is being used as a shield against Islam. It's unacceptable to say you're anti-Muslim, she says, but it's okay to say you're fighting to defend secularism. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.